Illinois County Democrat Party social media director blasted for tweets, Waukesha parade murder just self-defense. By Warner Todd Houston on November 23, 2021. The social media director of the Democrat Party of DuPage County, Illinois, has been blasted for her reprehensible tweets that the reason the black driver who mowed down dozens of people at the Waukesha, Wisconsin, Christmas parade was probably just self-defense. Democrat operative Mary Lemansky was apparently trying to tie the Waukesha murders to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial by mocking Rittenhouse's not guilty verdict and the fact that he was acquitted because he was defending himself. The man arrested in Waukesha for using an SUV to run down dozens of parade-goers, killing five, is a black man who fancies himself a Trump-hating rapper named Daryl E. Brooks Jr. But replying to a story detailing the known facts about Brooks, Lemansky tweeted it was probably just self-defense. Lemansky made matters worse when she tweeted further that the Waukesha deaths were the karma of the people of Wisconsin. The Democrat Party operative wrote, "I'm sad anytime anyone dies. I just believe in karma and this came around quick on the citizens of Wisconsin." In yet another tweet, Lemansky went so far as to say that even little children in Wisconsin deserve death because of the Rittenhouse ruling. She wrote, "The blood of Kyle Rittenhouse's victims is on the hands of Wisconsin citizens, even the children." Those were not the only outrageous tweets Lemansky wrote using claims about Rittenhouse as a way to mock Wisconsin for the deaths caused by Brooks, Fox News reported. "Living in Wisconsin, he probably felt threatened," Lemansky wrote in another tweet, referring to Brooks, adding, "I'm sure he didn't want to hurt anyone. He came to help people." These are all claims used by Rittenhouse supporters to describe Kyle's actions. "You reap what you sow, Wisconsin," she wrote in yet another post as she switched to condemnation for the people of Wisconsin because of the Rittenhouse verdict. Lemansky also insisted, "It's sad people died. But when you open the door to vigilante justice, everyone seems threatening." She revisited the reaping what you sow theme in another post alleging that the Wisconsinites who died in the Christmas parade massacre deserved what they got. "Someone who believes in reaping what you sow. Wisconsin put that bad energy out there. It came back real fast," she tweeted. Lemansky was still listed as a current staffer of the DuPage Democrat Party on Monday. But by Tuesday morning, her name had disappeared from the party's website. DuPage County Republican Chairman Jim Zay said in a statement published by the Chicago Sun-Times, "I am shocked and outraged that a spokesperson for the DuPage County Democratic Party would make light of the tragic loss of life in Waukesha." On Monday evening, the DuPage Democrat Party issued a statement saying Lemansky was relieved of her duties with the party. The Sun-Times also reported that DuPage County Chair Ken Mejia Beal said, "The Democratic Party of DuPage County immediately severed all ties with Mary Lemansky once it became aware of her callous and reprehensible posts." Mejia Beal added, "She does not speak for us and we unequivocally reject her statements about the tragic events that occurred yesterday in Waukesha. We 100% do not agree with the words that she used. And it was better for her not to be a part of this organization," Mejia Beal told the paper during a phone interview separate from the released statement. Daryl Brooks, who was arrested after the attack on the parade that killed five and injured more than 40 other parade-goers, will next appear in court on Tuesday. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.